When our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead,
啊，当我们的主耶稣基督从死里复活，
He chose a particular method.
他选择一种特别的方法
to communicate his resurrection.
来传扬他的复活。
Instead of going to Jerusalem and publicly declare his resurrection,
而不是前往耶路撒冷来公开地宣告他的复活，
or bring a mass of people to a valley to proclaim his resurrection.
他并不是聚集许多的人来到一个山谷之下来宣布他的宣告他的复活。
Can you start from the passage? From the passage. He chose a very interesting way to declare his resurrection.
他选择了一种很有趣的方法啊，来宣告他的复活。
He came alongside of individuals.
他和一些人同行。
He went along the side of Mary and the women.
他来到玛利亚和几个妇人的中间。
Then on the very day he rose from the dead, he appeared next to two disciples.
然后他从他复活以后，他来到两个门徒当中。
And he followed them and listened to their conversations.
他跟随他们，然后听他们的谈话。
Then he appeared to the 11 disciples.
然后他又向十一个门徒显现。
Again in a very personal way.
也同样是以一个非常个人的方式。
And then, before he went to the cross,
他在上十字架之前，
in our scripture for today, in the Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 12,
我们今天看阅读约翰福音十四章十二节，
he began to tell the truth.
他开始向他们传讲真理。
That he will go to the Father.
他要去父那里。
He said, I'm leaving.
他说我离开。
I've been on this earth physically for some 30 years.
我在这个世界上大约三十年的时间。
After I die on the cross and raise from the dead, I will be going to the Father.
当我被钉十字架死了以后，我将要去父那里。
What he said is that after I leave and go back to the Father, greater things will happen.
他说我离开去父那里以后，有更重大的事情要发生。
That compared to Jesus, while he was on earth for 30 some odd year physical body, when his absence, God will do greater things.
在他在当耶稣在这个世界上当耶稣的肉身在这个世界上大约三十年之后他要去父那里，然后父会做在这个世界上做更大的事情。
And he asked the disciple to pray that God will accomplish greater things through them.
他叫他的门徒向神祷告，让神在我们当中行更大的事情。
The reason for greater things that done through the disciple as well as to us is to bring greater glory to God.
神在我们当中行更大的事情的目的就是我们向神让神显现出更大的荣耀。
So our Lord wants us to pray.
所以神要我们祷告。
God will do greater things through us.
神向我们做更大的事情。
As greater thing is done through us, God will receive greater glory.
神向我们做更大的事情，神将会获得更大的荣耀。
The way that our Lord Jesus and the Father in heaven bring greater work is through the Holy Spirit.
神借着耶稣基督在我们当中行更大的事情，他将要借着圣灵。
If you follow some liturgical calendar, this is the second week of the descendant of the Holy Spirit after Christ left. The Holy Spirit came 2 weeks ago, 2,000 years ago.
圣灵在2000年前的两星期之前来到我们当中。
And our Lord Jesus described the Holy Spirit using a very interesting term.
耶稣基督要描写这个圣灵用一个很有趣的词。
So in verse 15,
在十五节。
If you love me, you will obey what I command.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
And verse 16, and I will ask the Father.
我要求父。
He will give you another counselor.
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
Another counselor.
另外一位保惠师。
To be with you forever.
叫他永远与你们同在。
And this.Another counselor is the Spirit of Truth.
就是真理的圣灵。
We accept him, but the world cannot.
我们接受他，但是世界却不接受他。
The word counselor,
这个保惠师这个词，
it's a very word that described when Jesus rose from the dead.
我们描写耶稣当他从死里复活以后的耶稣。
The word counselor comes from a two idea that's brought together.
保惠师这个词有两个含义。
Alongside. Along someone's side.
在谁的在我们人的旁边。
Instead of being here,
而不是在这里，不是在这里。
The Holy Spirit is the one that come alongside of you.
圣灵在我们每一个，在你们每一个人旁边。
And when Jesus rose from the dead, instead of proclaiming his resurrection from afar,
当耶稣复活以后，他不是。仅仅宣告在远处宣告他已经复活了。
He came alongside.
他来到每个人的旁边。
The women and the disciples.
妇人和门徒的旁边。
Alongside.
来到我们的旁边。
The second part of this word.
第二个部分这个词的另外一个含义。
Describe someone who is called.
他描述某人被呼召。
That individual that come alongside is not because he or she wants to, but he was called by God.
他来到我们的旁边，并不是说我们某人我们想要去他那里，而是他来到我们的旁边。
So when Jesus said, "I'm going to the Father, but I will send you another counselor."
所以耶稣说，我要去父那里，但是父会给你们另外一位保惠师。
That implied this is.A second counselor.
这就是这暗示着这是一位第二另外一位保惠师。
There was already a counselor.
他本来就是保惠师。
In the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的生命当中，生活当中。
We don't usually describe Jesus as the counselor.
我们一般并不称他为保惠师。
But in his ministry.
但是他的工作
precisely
确切地说
he come alongside of people
他来到我们每一个人旁边
a very personal
是一个非常个人的
he knows you
他认识你
he wants to get to know you more
他想要更多的认识你
he knows your past
他知道你的过去
he knows your good things
他知道你的好的一面
He also knows your very bad things.
他也同样知道你啊，另外很不好的一面。
Your sin, your corruption, your intention, your evil thoughts.
啊，你的罪，你的不好的意念，你的不好你的不好的思想。
Jesus came alongside of sinners.
他来到每个罪人的旁边。
Another comforter.
啊，另一位保惠师。
Another counselor.
另一位保护安慰者。
What does it mean to be a counselor?
保惠师这个词是什么意思？
Most of the time we think of the Holy Spirit as someone who would encourage us.
我们一般想法是圣灵来鼓励我们。
When we're discouraged, when we lose our job, when we have illnesses, whenThe tragedy happened in our lives.
当我们胆怯的时候，当我们失业的时候，当我们有难处的时候
，The counselor come alongside to encourage us.
圣灵来到我们身边来安慰我们。
Another word that's used to describe the Holy Spirit is the word comforter.
另外一个描写保惠师的意思就是安慰者。
But the most important concept of this term.Counselor is a legal representative.
但是保惠师另外一个概念就是一个法律意义上的代表。
Counsel.
顾问。
Special counsel.
特别的顾问。
Robert Mueller. 针对总统的
就好像总统身边的法律顾问一样。
No, 不是他身边
是
Special Counsel
特别顾问
Robert Mueller
Robert Mueller.
What is his purpose?
他的工作是什么？他的目的
He want to find sins.
他想要找到他的罪。
He want to pick up every little speck of sin.
他想要调查每一个罪的每一个细节。
This is a special counselor.
这是一个特别的顾问。
He knows the law. He knows the legal detail.
他懂得法律，他懂得法律当中的每一个细节。
His purpose is to find your crime and sin.
他的目的就是要找出你的罪。你的每一个罪。
In the book of Job,
在约珥书
，describe
描述了
someone who attacked Job.
描述了有人去袭击 Job.
God said, "Job is my faithful servant."
神说约珥是我的忠实的仆人。
This accuser. 控告者
他是控告者。
Take that away from him.
把这个东西从他身边挪去。
See if you would continue to worship you.
看看你还可不可以继续的敬拜他。
Accuses Job.
控告约珥。
This accuser.
这是控告者。
For us.
是我们的控告者。
Condemn us.
定罪我们。
That's one aspect of a counselor.
这是顾问的其中的一个方面。
It's a legal expert.
他是法律专家。
You and I will need another counselor.
你和我需要另外一位保惠师。
We are in trouble.
我们有麻烦了。
We have sin.
我们有罪。
We have fall short the glory of God.
我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
The penalties of sin is death.
罪的工价是死。
You and I would die.
你和我要死了。
We are in trouble.
我们有麻烦。
You need a counselor.
你需要一位保惠师。
This counselor, instead of accusing you,
这个保惠师除了定罪你
，it come alongside.
他来到我们身边
，to give you protection.
保护你。
You need a legal expert.
你需要一位法律专家。
Not to condemn you.
不是来定罪你。
To protect you.
而是保护你。
to find a way that you could be free from the penalty of sin.
来帮你找出一个出路，使你不要受到罪的后果。
To find a way that we could escape death.
来帮我们想办法，让我们能够逃脱死刑。
Jesus said.
耶稣说。
When I go to the Father.
当我去父那里。
I will send you another counselor.
我要带给你们另外一位宝贝。
This counselor will come alongside, next to us, paracleto.
这位宝贝是要来到我们身边。
This counselor knows us.
这位宝贝是认识我们。
He knows our goodness.
他知道我们好的地方。
But he also knows our corruption.
他也知道我们腐败的地方。
He knows our sins.
他知道我们的罪。
He knows all our corruption intention.
他知道我们的腐化，他知道我们不好的
意念。He knows us.
他知道我们。
He knows we're guilty.
他知道我们是有罪的。
But he come alongside.
但是他来到我们当中我旁边。
Find a way.
来我们为我们找出一个出路，找出出路。
This is the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们耶稣基督的话语。
We are sinners.
我们是罪人。
We have no hope.
我们没有希望。
We cannot do anything to save us.
我们无法自己做任何的事情来救我们自己。
Our Lord Jesus Christ came alongside.
我们的主耶稣基督来到我们当中。
He took our place.
他代替我们。
He willingly hung on the cross.
他自愿的被钉在十字架上。
He willingly take on the judgment of our sin.
他自愿的担当我们的罪。
He willingly experience hell, God's condemnation of sin for us.
他自愿的代替我们进到阴间。
So that he was able to, in a legal framework,
所以他可以在那个法律的框架之下。
God's legal framework.
在神的律法的框架之下。
By substituting for us.
代替我们。
And we are declared righteous.
使得从而让使得我们可以被宣告称义。
Not because of our righteousness.
并不是我们自己的义。
This righteousness is imputed upon us.
这个义是加在我们身上。
Our righteousness is even more secure than our personal righteousness.
这种义比我们自己的义更加的安全。
It's through the grace of God, through the sacrifice of Christ, we are declared righteous.
这个是借着神的恩典借着耶稣基督的工作。
So when the accuser,
当我一个定罪者
，special counsel,
特别检察官
，condemn us, convict us of our sins,
来定为我们的罪来定罪我们的时候
，our defense,
我们的辩护者
，is our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们的主耶稣基督。
Jesus said, I will send you another counselor.
耶稣说我要给你们另外一位保惠师，我要差另外一位保惠师。
In the scripture, when Jesus appeared to the two disciples,
圣经上记载，当耶稣来到两个门徒当中的时候，
He came alongside of these two disciples.
他来到这两个门徒身边。
We could see the work of the counselor in this.
我们可以看到这个保惠师的工作。
The scripture tells us that the two disciples were anxious.
我们看到这两个门徒非常的忧愁。
They were discussing what they saw.
他们正在讨论他们所看见的。
They lost hope.
他们失去了希望。
They followed the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他跟随着弥赛亚。我们的耶稣基督。
But he was hung on the cross.
但是他已经被钉在十字架上了。
They didn't know what happened.
他不知道发生了什么。
They heard something about Jesus not in his tomb.
他们听说了啊，耶稣他不在他的坟墓里。
They thought these were foolish talk.
他们认为这个是一个胡话。
They were confused.
啊，他们被搞糊涂了。
The direction of life was moving away from Jerusalem.
啊，他们的生活方向就是远离耶路撒冷。
In the earlier days, they went toward Jerusalem.
啊，早先他们是前往耶路撒冷。
Because they were following our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们在跟随我们的耶稣基督。
Now they're going back home.
啊，现在他们开始回家。
They don't know what they're going to do.
他们不知道他们要做什么。
So our Lord came alongside.
所以我们的主来到他们身边。
The biggest problem.
最大的问题。
Of the disciples.
啊，就是关于那个门徒的最大的问题。
They thought they knew Jesus. They thought they knew Jesus.
啊，他们认为他们认识耶稣。
But when Jesus came alongside of them,
可是当耶稣来到他们身边的时候
，they didn't recognize him.
他们没有认出他。
If our Lord Jesus was to come alongside of us,
啊，如果耶稣基督来到我们身边的时候
，would we recognize him?
我们能认出他吗
？Some of us will.
啊，我们有些人可能会。
Some of us will be like the two disciples.
啊，有一些人可能会像那两个门徒一样。
We don't know who he is.
啊，我们不知道他是谁。
Even though they were following Jesus.
啊，即便我们是在跟随耶稣。
Their knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ was incomplete.
啊，我们对耶稣基督的知识是不完全的。
And so Jesus described these two disciples.
所以啊，耶稣来到这两个门徒身边。
He responded to their anxiety.
他回应了那两个门徒的忧愁。
In the English NIV translation, Jesus called them foolish.
啊，在中文圣经翻译里面，耶稣称他们为无知的人呐。
In the Chinese in verse 16.
啊，在中文圣经的16节，
describe their problems.
啊，这里面描述了。他们的问题
The eye were clouded.
他们的眼睛迷糊了。
Not that they cannot see.
啊，所以他们不能看见。
It's when they read the scripture.
啊，当他们读圣经的时候。
They don't know what they're reading.
他们不知道他们在读些什么。
They're going through the letters.
他们只是在
They could have memorized Genesis to Malachi.
他们可以仅仅可以记住从创世纪到马拉基书。
They have no idea what they're reading.
他们不明白他们所读的是什么。
It's very a curious situation today.
啊，这个是好跟我们今天的一个有趣的情形一样。
Some of the British scholar.
啊，有一些英国的学者。
Did their dissertation in Old Testament.
啊，他们对旧约非常的熟悉。
But they're atheists. They don't believe in God.
可是他们是无神论者，他们不认识神。
They're expert in a certain passage of the Old Testament in Hebrew and culture.
啊，他们是对于旧约圣经，对于希伯来，对于希伯来文化是专家。
They don't know what they're reading.
但是他们不知道他们读些什么。
They don't even know who Christ is. You think they know.
他们以为他们知道耶稣是谁，但是其实他们根本不知道。
They never believed that Jesus was their Savior and Lord.
他们从来不相信耶稣是救主。
That is the major problem of the two disciples.
这就是那两个门徒的最主要
的问题。Their eye is like clouded.
他们的眼睛迷糊了。
They look at the Gospel, the truth in the Bible, they don't understand.
啊，他们读过圣经里面的福音信息，他们但是他们不明白，不懂的。
The problem of these two disciples.
那两个门徒的问题。
Is the problem of today's world.
就是今天这个世界的问题。
And unfortunately, it's also a problem with us who are Christian.
啊，很不幸地，啊，这个问题也是我们今天基督徒的问题。
We don't know what we're reading.
我们不知道我们在读些什么。
What Jesus did is to solve the major problem of these two disciples.
啊，耶稣来做的工作就是来解决这两个门徒的主要问题。
He opened their eyes.
他开了他们的眼睛。
How did he open his
eyes? 他如何开他们的眼睛？
He took the Bible.
他拿起圣经。
He memorized it.
他记起圣经。
He didn't even have a scroll.
他记得圣经上所说的话，他并没有拿一个书卷放在他的面前。
The scripture said from the book of Moses, from the law and the prophets and the Psalms, the entire Old Testament.
他说从摩西的书，从诗篇，从整个圣经。
He explained that this passage talks about me.
他跟他们解释说这些信息都是
this passage
指着我说的。
Talk about the love of God.
这些圣经上的话都是讲到神的爱。
This passage talk about His plan of salvation to save us from our sin.
这些经节都是讲的神的救恩计划。
And he began to open their eyes.
然后他开了他们的眼睛。
He probably spent maybe 3 or 4 hours.
他可能花了3-4个小时。
Maybe one day you will have one day.
或许是一整天。
Have a conference.
有一个聚会。
From the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation.
从创世纪到启示录。
May the Spirit open our eyes.
使得圣经用圣经来开我们的眼睛。
Once the two disciples' eyes were open,
当这两个门徒的眼睛开了以后，
there were changes right away in their lives.
他们的生命马上改变。
Knowing God's word,
了解神的话。
Understanding our Lord Jesus' saving grace.
懂得我们的主耶稣基督的拯救的恩典。
The gospel of salvation is deeply embedded in the scripture from Genesis to Revelation.
这个救恩的福音是至于从创世纪到启示录。
Once the disciples understood,
一旦门徒懂得，
their lives begin to change.
他们的生命马上改变。
So in book of Luke chapter 24 verse 29.
路加福音24:29。
These are the two disciples who were so obsessed by their own personal confusion.
这两个门徒对他们的对他们所不清楚的地方非常的失望。
In other words, their lives were revolved on themselves.
他们依靠他们自己来生活。
And Jesus was alongside them.
耶稣就在他们身边。
Because they were so occupied, preoccupied with their life curiosity.
他们自己的生命被他们自己的好奇所占领了。
When Christ came alongside of them,
当基督来到他们的身边，
they were not aware.
他们没有留意到。
Because their eyes were not open.
因为他们的眼睛没有开。
They didn't understand the scripture's truth.
他们不懂得圣经的真理。
But once our Lord opened their eyes,
一旦耶稣我们的主打开了他们的眼睛，
major changes begin in their lives.
他们发生了大的改变。
First, they begin to care for other people.
他们开始留意在意其他的人。
So in chapter 24 verse 29, They urge Jesus strongly, stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over, so he went and stayed with them.
他们却强留耶稣说，时间晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。
Wow, they take on a Christ-like image, Christ-likeness.
他们的生命好像更像了基督的生命。
Because wherever Christ went, he always invite people to have relationship.
因为无论基督到哪里，他总是邀请人跟他发生跟他有好的关系。
He's always concerned, have you eaten?
他一直关心你吃了吗？
This is a Chinese way, right?
这是中国人的方式。
Cantonese, 你吃过饭没啊？
你吃过饭了吗？
It's a way to express that we care about you.
表示他在乎。
So these two disciples shifted. Suddenly, they are very caring.
这两个门徒马上改变的。他们变得非常的 在意关心其他的人。
And then their eye began to open further in verse 30 and 31.
当他们的眼睛进一步打开了以后，我们看三十节。
When they took bread.
当他们拿饼的时候。
Their eyes were open.
他们的眼睛开
了。In other words, when they come to the Lord's Supper.
好像他们来到主的晚餐。
It's not just a ritual. Right? It's not just a ritual practice.
不仅仅是这个世界上的一种生活方式。
Sometimes, you know, many Christian practice observing the communion or Lord's Supper becomes a ritual.
有一些基督徒他们的来擘饼好像是ritual. 仪式。
仪式。
不仅仅是仪式。
Or there's no meaning.
没有任何的意义。
But when they begin to watch Jesus break the bread,
当他们看耶稣擘饼的时候，
somehow they realized that this was the body of Christ.
他们认识到这是基督的身体。
They begin to remember the pain.
他们开始记起这个痛苦。
And the suffering.
痛苦和
难处。They almost envisioned the blood dripping.
好像这个血流下的样子。
They begin to see Jesus Christ.
他们开始看到主耶稣基督。
As a result,
然后结果就是
their relationship with Christ was deepened.
他跟耶稣基督的关系更深一层。
And then they remember that when Jesus taught them the scripture in that short 4 hours.
然后他们就记起了当耶稣教导他们圣经在大约四个小时里面教导他们圣经的时候
their heart were in verse 32.
圣经32节说
they asked each other,
他们彼此说
were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road?
在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
And open when Jesus opened the scripture to the disciples.
当耶稣在门徒面前打开圣经的时候
，they had a spiritual experience.
他们有一个属灵的经历。
Today, as you observe the Lord's Supper,
今天当我们大家来到主的晚餐当中
，let's pray that the Holy Spirit would move us.
让我们祷告，让圣灵来感动我们。
It's not just a ritual.
并不仅仅是仪式。
Participating in this remembrance of Christ's death.
让我们参与来纪念主的死。
Change us.
来改变我们自己。
When we open God's words.
当我们打开神的话。
Our heart should be moved.
我们心应当受感动。
We pray that the Holy Spirit, that's why when we study the scripture,
我们向圣灵祷告,
we prepare our hearts,
我们预备我们的心,
we ask God to open our hearts,
我们求神来打开我们的心,
we ask the Holy Spirit,
我们求圣灵,
to come alongside,
来到我们的旁边,
to stir something within us,
来, 挑起我们里面的一些东西,
because that would produce spiritual power.
这就会产生属灵的能力。
We could access power from above.
我们可以接触到从上面来的能力。
As we remember our Lord.
让我们记起我们的主。
Let's pray that the Spirit would stir us up.
让我们能够让我们祷告，让圣灵来眺望我们。
As we read the Scripture from Genesis to Revelation.
让我们读经，从创世纪读到启示录。
May the Holy Spirit give us new insights.
让圣灵给我们新的启示。
The disciple will change.
这些门徒
得到改变。They care for other people.
他们开始关心。
They no longer look at the Lord's Supper as just a mundane ritual.
他们不再是把主的晚餐看成是一种仪式。
The Bible is a special book.
圣经是一本特别的书。
God's words.
这是神的话语。
It It stirred up our hearts.
它挑动了我们的心。
And then,
然后,
the disciple changed the direction of their lives.
这两个门徒改变了他们生命的方向。
They were walking away from Jerusalem.
他们原先是离开耶路撒冷。
Why? Because Jerusalem was a threat.
因为什么呢? 因为耶路撒冷对他们而言是威胁。
Jesus was crucified.
耶稣在那里被钉十字架。
The Roman authority and the Jewish authority were looking for the disciples of Jesus.
那些罗马政府的人在到处寻找耶稣的门徒。
Is that fear?
这是公平的吗?
They got up. Fear.
这是一种害怕。 这是一种害怕。他们的害怕。
No more. They got up.
现在他们起来。
They redirect their lives.
他们重新定位了他们的生命。
They will go in one direction.
他们往一个方向去。
So, the truth of God, they changed their direction.
神的真理改变了他们的方向。
And then they become witnesses.
他们变成了见证人。
Christian witnesses.
基督徒的见证人。
They were not the 12 disciples.
他们要去跟其他的。The
two disciples were not part of the inner core of the 12 disciples.
这两个门徒并不是另外12个门徒的圈内的人。
They would never thought about teaching the 12 disciples.
他们从来没有想过去教导另外12个门徒。
Maybe they were afraid.
或许他们是害怕。
What do we know, right?
我们不知道。
But because they saw the truth,
在他们看到真理以前,
they saw the risen Christ.
他看到了复活的基督。
The scripture began to move them.
圣经开始感动他们。
They received power from up high, from above.
他们从上头获得了能力。
Instead of running away from Jerusalem,
他们不再 逃离耶路撒冷,
instead of running away from their fear,
他们不再逃离他们所害怕的,
they redirect their lives.
他们重新定位了他们的方向,
they head straight back to Jerusalem.
他们马上回到耶路撒冷,
no fear.
不再惧怕,
not even afraid to speak up for our Lord.
不再害怕为我们的主说话。
He went to the 12 disciples, 11 disciples.
他回到那11个门徒当中。
They begin to give a testimony.
他们这两个门徒开始向那11个门徒做见证。
They begin to share what they have learned.
他们开始分享他们所学到的。
And the scripture tells us that through these two disciples,
圣经告诉我们, 借着这两个门徒,
the two prepare the hearts of the 11 disciples.
这两个门徒预备了那另外11个门徒的心,
so that when Jesus appeared before them,
于是当耶稣来到他们当中的时候,
they, instead of run away, they follow Jesus again.
这些门徒不再逃离, 他们来到耶稣身边,
what the disciples, the two, did was they provided a bridge.
这两个门徒好像是一个桥梁,
to bring the 11 disciples who were fearful, who were confused, connect them back to our Lord Jesus Christ.
当另外11个门徒心里害怕的时候, 这两个门徒好像是桥梁, 把那11个门徒带到耶稣当中。
And this is the work of a mediator.
他们就成为了他们的中保。
To bring two group together.
把两群人带到一起。
It's the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ was the 中保。
我们的耶稣基督是中保。
He bring us to God.
他把我们带到神面前。
He provided a connection.
建立了一个联系。
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit too.
这也同样是圣灵的工作。
He's a mediator.
他是一个中保。
He bring two party together that once were at odds.
把两群人放在一起。
We be witness.
啊，我们是见证人。
To bring sinners.
把罪人。
To the saving grace of our Lord.
啊，带到神的啊救恩的救恩当中。
And the Scripture tells us that our Lord Jesus did the same thing.
啊，我们的耶稣基督做的是同一件事。
So in Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
24 verse 44.
24:44.
He said to them, "This is what I told you why I was still with you."
啊，耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在的时候所告诉你们的话。
Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话，都必须应验。
Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scripture.
他开了他们的心，使他们能够懂得圣经。
I have a chart. If you could show the Bible chart that I
我有一张图片。
Okay. I left the PDF with. So if you want to study it. This is a chart that I spent many years looking at the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我花了很多好几年同时对照新约和旧约。
And when Jesus was pointing every scripture passage about God's grace in salvation.
圣经上面每一处指着耶稣的救恩。
And then talks about the future that Jesus. Tell us about what will happen in the future.
耶稣告诉我们将来会发生什么事。
So if you want it, you could get a copy.
如果你们有兴趣的话，可以。
Or you could email to everybody the next page.
拿一个 copy, 拿一个
The next page is a very detailed diagram about the plan of God through the people of God.
下一章是关于
神的计划。
神的计划 ，plan of God。神的计划。
Okay, so if you're interested, you know, I'll be more than happy for you to study it. And this is what Jesus did.
这是耶稣所做的事。
I don't think he used a chart.
他没有用这张图片。
He used his words, storytelling.
他用他的话语用他的故事。
And as a result, the disciple became witnesses.
这结果就是这些门徒成为了见证人。
Many of them even gave their lives to be witness for Christ.
许多我们当中有许多人为了要成为耶稣的见证人，而放弃了他们的生命。
Even though Jesus is not with us.
尽管耶稣并不在我们身边。
None of us have actually saw Jesus.
我们当中没有任何一个人
There are many images. Yeah, there are many images.
真正见过耶稣。
There are many image of Jesus.
或许有很多耶稣的图画。
But we don't know what he looks like.
但是实际上我们并不知道他长什么样。
But the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵。
Help us.
帮助我们。
That we know Christ.
使我们能够认识基督。
We never seen him.
我们从来没有见过他。
The work of the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵的话语。
That Jesus said that it's good for me to go back to my Father.
就是叫我们让我回到父神那里。
It's better for you that our Holy Spirit comes.
这是对你们有益的，因为圣灵会来到我们
当中。Expand the kingdom of God.
来拓展神的国。
When Jesus was on earth,
当耶稣在世界上
，He only could speak to the two disciples at a time.
他每一次只能对两个门徒
说话。When he was explaining the scripture to them,
当他向他们解释圣经。
Other people don't know.
其他人不知道。
Well, they don't have internet yet.
那时候还没有网际网路。
But when the Holy Spirit comes,
但是当圣灵来了以后。
The Holy Spirit is alongside of each one of us.
圣灵在我们每一个人旁边。
In fact, the scripture say he's in us.
并且圣灵说他在我们里面。
I could be sharing God's word.
我可以分享神的话语。
In this place.
在这里。
The Holy Spirit is working through you and through me.
圣灵在我里面工作，在你里面工作。
He's working in Every places around the world.
他在世界的任何一个地方工
作。So when Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes,
所以耶稣说，当圣灵来的时候，
there will be no barrier.
啊，我们不再有间隔。
No physical limitation.
啊，没有没有限制。
The Word of God expands.
神的话会扩展。
The Spirit of God is with us everywhere.
神的灵在到处与我们同在。
He is a counselor.
他是一位保惠师。
Instead of accusing us,
不再定罪我们。
He reminds us,
他提醒我们。
That we are righteous because of Christ.
我们因着借着耶稣基督，我们称义。
We pray that as we continue to study God's words.
我们祷告，让我们能够继续的学习神的话。
As we invite the Holy Spirit to enlighten our hearts,
邀请圣灵来到我们的心里。
To move us as we read His word,
来读他的话语。
In verse 13, John chapter 16, verse 13.
约翰福音十六章十三节。
The Spirit of truth comes; He will guide you into all truth.
只等真理的圣灵来了。他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
Because he does not speak on his own, he speaks only what he hears. He comes, and he will tell you what is yet to come.
因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
May the Holy Spirit continue to work in our lives.
愿圣灵继续的工作在我们心里。
Empower us to be good witnesses for Christ.
让我们成为耶稣基督的见证。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we could come and worship you this morning.
神啊，我们感谢你，让我们来到你面，今天早晨来到你面前来敬拜你。
We thank you for your words.
我们为你的话语感谢你。
We thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们感谢你，感谢你，因着圣灵在我们心里的工作，在我们生命里面的工作。
He's with us and he is inside of us.
他与我们同在，他在我们里面。
He continues to forgive us of our sin through Christ.
他不断的为我们的罪来工作。
He cleanses us of all our unrighteousness.
他为着我们里面所有的不义而工作。
So we are holy and cleansed before you.
使我们能够成圣，在你面前变得清洁。
May we continue to be your good witnesses for you.
愿我们继续成为你的见证。
May we just like our Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
让我们更像你的灵，更像耶稣基督。
May you bring people in our lives.
愿你把人带到我们的生命当中。
That we could walk beside them and come next to them.
让我们能够与他们同行，能够来到他们的身边。
Finding opportunity to share Christ's grace with them.
找到机会来跟他们分享基督的恩典。
As we remember our Lord in the Lord's Supper,
当我们来纪念我们的主和主的晚餐。
May the Holy Spirit truly move our hearts.
愿圣灵能够感动我们的心。
Give us a deep heart of thanks.
让我们在你面前有更深的感谢。
So that we cannot help but to continue to declare that goodness of God.
让我们不断的来宣讲神的良善。
Pray this in our Lord's name.
我们祷告，奉我们主的名。阿门。